the things I see in you. The first time Mike asked her out, properly, Rachel is torn between accepting and laughing in his face because, really, you can't actually expect her to believe that he's straight and interested in her. Well, okay. She would have believed it for a little while after they first met, but oh, Rachel has seen the way that Mike looks at Harvey. She's pretty sure Mike has a thing with Harvey, and then he goes and asks her out, which... Mike is a nice guy, and there's not really any policy against interdepartmental dating so long as it doesn't affect your work. They're both too professional and worried about losing their jobs. And you're discreet about it. So Rachel looks at Mike for a good long minute, and then lets her lips curl up and says yes. She finds out later that Mike does have a thing with Harvey, but it's less of a sex thing and more of a wingman thing. It doesn't actually dissuade her from thinking they fucked at least once. They actually go out on 3 dates before Mike takes her home to a rundown apartment. She's going to say something about it, only she can't. Because for all that it's run down and maybe on just the wrong side of town, it's definitely someplace with a person living in it. That's more than Rachel can say of a lot of people's apartments, so she lets it slide and lets Mike unhook her bra one-handed. It's impressive, she'll give him that, and fine. She stops worrying about everything and instead lets herself get lost in the feeling of Mike's hands running over her. He's considerate, asking what she wants while he's swiftly removing her clothes, and Rachel has to take a moment to pause, because no one's ever asked her that before. She asks him to go down on her, and fuck, is it everything she ever wanted? Mike's tongue is clever on her clit, and his fingers are perfect moving in her. Rachel lets her head fall back on the pillows and her mouth fall open. When Mike comes back into focus and she's slightly more coherent, Rachel takes in how his face is wet and how happy he looks and pulls him toward her. She kisses him, turning them so she's straddling his midsection. Looking down at Mike, her hair falling around them, Rachel smiles down at Mike. You got a condom around here somewhere, Mike? Top drawer. Rachel twists to rifle through his drawer, producing a foil packet and ripping it open with her teeth. Carefully, she rolls it down onto Mike and then lines up. She sinks down onto him, gasping slightly, and Mike groans. His hands are wandering over her everywhere, and oh, everything is perfect. She rides him, pressing their lips together and letting him groan into her. He comes, and then Rachel collapses onto him for a moment before she slowly untangles them and drops onto the bed next to him. Eventually, they both make it under the blankets, and okay. So maybe Rachel doesn't actually care if Mike has a thing with Harvey or not. Mike is hers now, and that's all that matters. The end.